Carolina. Sunday morning, 9/20/21. You know, there's a lot of men in the world that play music, and they're doing it for the fame and the fortune and the glory. But you know, those who honor God, God honors. And there's no greater honor in the world than to have God honor you because you honored Him. So never feel ashamed that you're unseen, maybe even unheard. Because God sees, He hears, and He knows. And He's got a book. And He's going to honor. And He'll honor you above the biggies with all their fancy guitars and their music awards and their being before the masses. You'll be at the head of the line because you honored God. Keep that in mind when those things that the devil would try to bring to get you sidetracked, because this is all for the glory of God. We're here today for the glory of God. We're here today because we want to follow God, not follow religion, not follow some program, but to follow God. It's the 26, sorry, 9/26/21. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut, and the title of this is Bound in the Spirit. Bound in the Spirit. Well, this morning, I hope y'all enjoyed the broadcast for the third time in a row, the same one. I felt like I was watching Groundhog Day. I might as well joke about it. I guess there's somebody out there that needs to know about the rapture fallacy. You know, I wonder, I thought, should I call and ask, do they require for their people to be able to read? You know? Lord knows. I said, Lord, you know, I'm going to give you thanks in it anyway. Just give you thanks anyway. I bound the devil. I sent the angels. What else can I do? What else can I do? He knows. He knows who's listening. He knows who needs to hear. All right. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Aren't you fed up with the devil kicking your backside? You know, from the situation this morning, I thought, I must be over the target. Because Satan doesn't hinder those that aren't doing anything, just the ones who are. Trying to keep the kingdom of God from advancing forward. Jesus said that He had given us the power to tread the strongs. This is what tread is. To trample. I mean, trample him to pieces. Jackie talks about the little donkeys. If they see a snake, they'll get all their little hooves on there and just trample that old thing till he's just mush. Serpents here means a snake figuratively, as a type of sly, cunning, and artful, malicious person, especially Satan. Scorpions here mean to pierce from its sting, to pierce you. The enemy's power, that force right there, is force, literally or figuratively. This is the word dunamis, specifically miraculous power. And our power, in those instances, there's two powers there. The first one is dunamis. The second one is similar. Our power is to be able or possible. Here's my thoughts on this. The real power that the enemy has is deception, forcing a false narrative. It feels so real that to you it is tangible. But it is a deception. Would you care to share what you the Lord showed you last night about the when the speech was going on?
You may pause that.
No, go ahead. If you'd like, get the mic. Let's get this on tape. All right here, my thoughts. The real power that the enemy has is deception, forcing a false narrative. It feels so real that to you it is tangible, but it is a deception. All right.
Last night, President Trump was holding a rally, and I came down and I was listening to it. Carla was listening to it, and I stood there for a little bit and listened to it, and he was talking about all the stuff going on at the border, the Arizona audit, you know, and he was talking about the current administration, what they've done, that if they keep going, there won't be a 2024 election because there won't be an America left. And he was, the rally was Save America. So, and he said, and he, at one point, President Trump said, it's unbelievable. Well, I don't like to use that word because the Lord corrected me a long time ago, but I walked into the back bathroom, and I was standing there and I was thinking about all this stuff going on in our country, and I'm thinking, Lord, this is unbelievable, the stuff we hear. It is just,
can't make it up.
You can't make this stuff up going on. And the Lord spoke to me and said, remember, you're watching fake news. Now, we know that because President Trump even pointed out, he pointed to the back there and said, there's the fake news. And it hit me what he was saying to me. This all stuff's all scripted. All of it.
Hadn't somebody been trying to tell you that for years?
I know, but all of a sudden, it really, the reality of it hit me. The stuff at the border, all the stuff that the mainstream media is spitting out, all this stuff is scripted. It's fake news to get the people awake, to wake America up. The other side of it is they keep spewing all this stuff coming at us. It is. You hear it is coming at us so much. Mm-hmm. The stuff Biden's doing about threatening the vaccine for companies, and it threatened to, he's going to make the people on the horseback pay for blocking the border, trying to arrest these people, and just on and on. And you go, it is. You just can't make this stuff up. And then I realized what the Lord's telling me. The white hats are controlling the mainstream media, and the mainstream media is spewing out the fake news for two reasons. To wake America up, and it's also a misdirection to keep people occupied on all this stuff while they're doing the real job of rescuing the children and cleaning out the dumps.
That's what I